From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Israel has removed metal detectors from entrances to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, but thousands of Muslim worshippers continued offering prayers outside the mosque in protest. The metal detectors were installed following the July 14th killings of two Israeli police at the site known to Muslims as the Noble Sanctuary and to Jews as the Temple Mount. The decision by the Israeli government was welcomed by the UN Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process, Nikolai Mladenov.
I welcome last night's decision by the Israeli Security Cabinet to remove the metal detectors while ensuring the security of visitors and worshippers to the holy sites. I hope that the Cabinet decision will lead to calming of the current tension and will enable a return of worshippers to the holy esplanade.
American University Professor Emeritus Russell Stone said Israel's decision was clearly a concession.
Many Israeli journalists were saying that, in fact, Israel's position is weakened by having taken a stand which was initially unreasonable and then being basically forced to back down.
Israel has introduced other non-intrusive security measures at the site that Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and the Waqf, the religious body that oversees Islamic sites in the city, insist are still unacceptable. Meanwhile, Jordan's foreign minister said justice will be sought in the killing of two Jordanians at the Israeli embassy in Amman. A Spanish rescue group Tuesday said it found nearly 170 migrants still alive, but 13 others dead in a rubber boat drifting the Mediterranean. The Proactiva Open Arms NGO said the rescue effort occurred about 24 kilometers north of the Libyan coastal town of Sabratha. This is VOA News. Following French-mediated talks, the prime minister of the UN-backed Government of National Accord in Libya, Fayez al-Sarraj, and the leader of the Libyan National Army, Khalifa Haftar, agreed Tuesday to a conditional ceasefire and pledged to hold elections next year.
Le courage qui est le vôtre aujourd'hui, en étant présent ici,
French President Emmanuel Macron said the decision was courageous and represents an effort at national reconciliation and peace. Libya has been racked by chaos since the ouster of dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011, but Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal remains dubious.
Mr. Sarraj doesn't have any military force to enforce the agreement or the contract. The allied forces, particularly the French, may have moral support behind them, but they do not have material support to be able to enforce it.
Haftar, who has pledged loyalty to Libya's eastern administration, has refused to recognize the Tripoli government and boosted his standing after his forces defeated Islamist militia for control of Libya's second-largest city, Benghazi. A U.S. Navy patrol boat fired warning shots at an Iranian vessel in the Persian Gulf that came dangerously close to the ship Tuesday at a high rate of speed. It is the first such incident of its kind during the Trump administration. Regional analyst James Jeffrey of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy said it comes after a series of setbacks by Iran and Syria.
The Iranians hadn't done this for some time. They, through their militias and through the Syrian government, challenged the Trump administration in Syria, and in a series of five different confrontations, they had to back out.
Among those confrontations, he cited the U.S. cruise missile strike targeting a Syrian air base and the downing of an Iranian drone over Syria. Ailing Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari's office announced Tuesday the 74-year-old leader will return to his official duties as soon as he gets the all clear from doctors in London. He's been absent from the West African country since May 7 for treatment of an undisclosed illness. A photo of Mr. Buhari smiling while sitting at a table was released Sunday. He also took medical leave back in January. Venezuela's opposition preparing for a two-day general strike Wednesday. Two more people that it named to an alternate Supreme Court in defiance of President Nicolas Maduro's government have been arrested. The opposition is demanding Mr. Maduro abandon plans for an election Sunday to elect a new assembly to rewrite the country's constitution. U.S. markets reached new highs Tuesday trading following strong corporate earnings reports from fast food giant McDonald's and agriculture equipment maker Caterpillar. The broader market S&P 500 index closing at a record 2,477 points. Meanwhile, U.S. consumer confidence jumped to a 16-year high in July with an improving labor market. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.